Let me start with a tough truth. Having a resilience program is just not enough. If you want to matter, if you want your program to matter, if you want it to shape decisions and get funding and gain resources and protect your business when it counts, you have to champion that program. And that means communicating about it in a way that is that earns attention and builds trust and creates influence. Today, we're going to talk about exactly how to do that, how to speak the language of influence when you're leading a business continuity and crisis management or resilience program inside of a large, complex organization, which is how all of your organizations are. We'll talk about how to keep leaders informed, explain the real value of the program, communicate meaningful metrics, and most importantly, demonstrate impact. Let's get into it. I'm Brian Strausser, Principal and Chief Executive here at BrightPath, and this is the Managing Uncertainty Podcast. So let's reframe the role. You are not just managing resilience at your organization. You're not just the program manager for business continuity and crisis management and IT disaster recovery. You are influencing the organization's approach to risk, resilience, and decision-making. That's your real job. And yet too many continuity and crisis leaders fall into this trap where they just don't think they're important. They fall in the trap that we talk about in our Strategic Edge white paper, what I call, hey, I do good work, but I've got the wrong payoff going here. You're checking boxes, you're writing plans, you're running exercises, but you're not telling the right story at the right level in your company. You are missing the opportunity to drive real change. So how do we fix that? Well, let's get started. Let's break this down into the four areas where you can immediately improve your communication and your influence. The first one is to keep leaders informed with strategic brevity and clarity. Executives don't need every single detail. What they need is clarity and relevance in the context of risk and strategy. So you need some kind of recurring cadence, monthly, quarterly, post-exercise, whatever it is, whatever works for your organization, but it has to be sharp. It's got to be on point. So you want a simple format here. Key wins, emerging risks, metrics that show traction, roadblocks that need their support to blow up. And you need to always tie this back to the impact that the business needs. Not, we had to do 125 plans, we got 125 plans done. Okay, great. That's table stakes. Like, they expect you to do that. Instead, you need to talk about how you reduced risk exposure atop the top five business units by 40% by doing the following and explaining that. That's influence. Number two is you have to explain the value in language that executives understand. Continuity is not just an insurance policy, so to speak. It is strategic readiness for that critical moment for your organization. So make it real. Talk about regulatory compliance. Talk about building brand trust and reputation. Talk about operational and systematic uptime. Talk about agility during a disruption. Talk about confidence in decision making. Your team and your program enable business performance. You help the company achieve its strategic objectives. You're not just preparing for the next disaster. So reframe how you're talking about it and frame it in that way. And if your execs are speaking in dollars, well, then convert your value to cost avoidance and a risk-adjusted return on investment. Find a way to tie what you're doing back to what the business is trying to achieve. Number three is to communicate metrics that matter. Stop measuring the table stakes inputs of your program. Start showing capability and resilience. Useful metrics can include what percentage of critical processes are covered by plans that have been exercised. What's the percentage of recovery times meeting your RTO targets? What does maturity growth look like across business units? And what are the top risks that you're closing quarter over quarter? And bring these metrics to life. Don't just show a dashboard, but tell a story. Have a narrative. This quarter, we reduced recovery gaps in our EMEA operations from 12 to 3, which eliminated 85% of the identified risk exposure in that region. That's the kind of result that leaders won't remember. Number four is to show real impact. Tell stories, tell a narrative that proves that your program works. You can talk about a real disruption that your planning helped mitigate. You can talk about a near miss that validated your program. you know, about a customer or a regulator giving you positive feedback, and you can talk about exercises that drove meaningful change. Use testimonials from your legal, IT, comms, and business partners. Or better yet, get one of them to come and speak at your business review, at your next executive review, and tell their story and how your team helped them drive their business. When others talk about the value of your work, your credibility multiplies. Not just because it's a different person talking about it, but you show the direct impact your team has had. I'll leave you with this. Your real job is not the documentation in your resilience program. It's influence. It's influence at the C-suite and the board. You are not there just to check compliance boxes. You are there to ensure when, not if, but when a disruption hits, that your organization is ready to act with clarity, speed, and confidence. And that happens because you've laid the groundwork through the work that you and your team do every day, because you've communicated clearly, because you've earned that trust over time. And that is what great program leaders and champions do. If this episode resonated with you and you're looking to take your internal influence to the next level, go deeper and download our white paper, The Strategic Edge, Wielding Influence as a Resilience Leader. And we go into a lot more detail about how to go about doing exactly that, how to wield influence in the C-suite. But you'll find there a practical framework and a set of tools to help you build stronger executive relationships and scale your impact across the organization. That's it for this edition of the Managing Uncertainty podcast. We'll be back next week with another new episode. Be well.